1051, The Buzz, Free Money Blitz.
Time to give away some cash. What do you say, Ted?
Let's do it.
Looking for a Buzz freeloader. If the name we call out is your name, you call us back. 888-733-5105, and you'll pick up 300 smackaroos.
$300.
300 bones, as you say.
Yes.
300 bucks. The name we're looking for, the person we're looking for is Jennifer.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to say Teitzel, T-E-I-T-Z-E-L. Teitzel?
Or Teitzel?
Teitzel?
Teitzel sounds maybe German.
Titzel?
Yeah.
Teitzel?
Tutzel.
Tutzel?
Teitzel?
Teitzel. We'll say Teitzel.
What's his first name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer Teitzel, you have 10 minutes to call 888-733-5105 and collect your $300. Do it now.
It's been a really, really messed up week.
105.1 The Buzz. It's the Dari Mitch and Ted Show. News of the Weird's coming up shortly. Plus, we've got Dave Matthews Band tickets to win. We're going to give those away a little bit later in the show, but he's coming, of course, to the Gorge for his big annual show at the Gorge. It's the Dave Matthews Band Caravan 2011. We'll give those tickets away shortly. First, Liza's going to try to get you home. What's going on, Liza?
A big mess on the west side. I'm Liza Lakemore from Dari and Mitch and Ted, coming up on The Buzz.
If you're anything like us, you're updating Facebook every 10 minutes, too.
OMG, I had cheese for lunch. L-O-L.
Search 105.1 The Buzz on your preferred social networking site.
You can.
.com.
All right, let's hit it.
105.1 The Buzz.
We talked about how I would like to put makeup on Xander, not as a regular thing necessarily, unless it's really fun. He looks really cute, but just because he doesn't know what's going on.
Right.
And I want to see what it looks like because babies in makeup is weird.
It's weird.
And
definitely weird.
I've got my own baby.
Uh-huh.
So why can't I just see?
And you got your own makeup.
I've got plenty of makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just seems like a shame to not put those two things together.
At least once. Just try it once.
I'm going to do it, and I'm going to take a picture, and Ted, you're going to be like, aww.
Looking sweet. Don't look Xander.
Okay, well, what if I...
on the babies.
What if I put... Oops, my thing came out.
I know you're right.
What if I put my microphone cord? What if I dress him up like a little animal? Would that be okay?
That's
what if I put,
cute.
Like, cat makeup on him?
No
whiskers.
You know I don't like that. I don't like dogs and babies to be dressed up as things other than dogs and babies.
Uh-oh.
See, I think this is deeper. Yeah, I think. What about Halloween costumes on babies?
It depends on the costume. I think Halloween. It's kind of adorable.
It is adorable, and it's adorable all year round. That's what I hear you saying.
I don't like the makeup on the children. I don't like that.
He's overly sensitive because his grandfather was a crossdresser.
I know,
and yes. Because of that,
that's it.
And they didn't find out until after he passed away, and they went to
attic
his house.
Full of stuff.
Why would that make me overly sensitive? You've seen
costumes
me in shows
and
where
wigs
I'm head to toe in drag.
I know that's what makes it so hypocritical,
yeah,
Ted. Just really,
understand.
You know, like,
I'm not a baby.
We got to isolate that soundbite.
I'm not a baby.
Play it back. I'm not a baby. So if you didn't like that, Ted, you're going to hate this.
You are going to hate this like you can't even imagine, Ted. Folks, if you're a dog lover and lucky enough to share your home with a dog, chances are good that at some point you have put at least one article of clothing on your pup.
Right.
We've all done it.
That's a fact.
Very, very regular basis. My dogs love it. And most dogs, I would guess,
your
probably do like it.
Your dogs tolerate it.
My dogs like it.
Ted, we went on vacation
how's
once.
How's about a little kibble there, Ted?
We went on vacation once and my mom watched our dog for us. And we came back, and it was actually months and months later, because she knew how furious I would be, that she showed us the tape where her friend came over with her little dog, and they did the thing where they put the little, like, cardboard front up, the dog's head came over the top.
Well, that's not so bad.
And, well, then they started doing the things where they just did the dress up where it was the thing they tied around the dog's head, but it looked like a little man's body coming off.
Yeah, I like that, too.
And they put freaking peanut butter in his mouth and made him sing oldies.
Yes! Woo! Christine!
Well done.
I was furious.
They have you were not. You laughed.
I didn't laugh. You can ask Jordy.
Were you seriously mad?
Yes, I was very mad.
Did you have your grump on?
I got grump.
Oh, you make no sense. You need to write down your
list. Do not dress up dogs.
I'm not a baby.
Leave them alone. Leave the dogs be.
I'm not a baby.
And you don't put peanut butter in their mouth to make them sing your stupid oldies.
Ted Douglas, is what song was it?
I don't remember.
That's all
stupid
oldies. I call Christine. I got to find out because I hope it was this one.
Oh, tell me who wrote the book of love.
It may have been her and her sister. They do that down in L.A. all the time with anything they get their hands on.
Wonder, 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 who?
Bam!
Who wrote the book of
Stupid?